Yeah, Lechora. Shmaitzu Zion Perek Beis Wednesday night or Lechof Beis Eor.
There's a concept of Midos HaDinus at night?
Yeah, Midos HaDinus Gober at night. That's when the Shedim come out. The Shindalas, I'm sorry. That's when the Shindalas come out. That's Midos HaDinus Gober at night. And you see in the Welt, you see people's fever, people of cholim all get worse at night. That's why the doctors go home. I don't want to beat it when the problem get worse.
It's better than a big building.
Yeah. That's why they don't have visiting hours at night. That's why they don't. The doctors go home at night. They leave you with a skeleton scare. A few Schwarzer ladies there at the nurse's station reading some dime novel, trash novel. And if you buzz for them, they go, shut up. God, in Israel is much better. In Israel, you see a Yiddish... I had a very terrible experience yesterday, 2 days ago. I went to a drugstore in Gilo to fill out a prescription. And I was struck by I was struck by the tznius of the lady behind the counter. And I realized she's an Arab. Like, her head was totally... And I said, wow, in Gilo, look at that, there's a lady that I... And I looked again, and she was in it. Probably an Arab. Probably sold me poison instead of medicine. Well, they gave me poison. This is all getting recorded. I was just kidding.
Price tag.
How do you say price tag in Hebrew?
Tag mechir.
What?
Tag mechir.
Tag mechir. Tag mechir. And yes, I'm a Talmud of Rav Nissim Kaplan. Yes. And. Actually, I'm not a Talmud of Mr. Kaplan. I just thought we lived in a democracy. You could say what you want. I guess not. Okay, let's learn Shmaitzu.
This spice is very heavy.
Heavy.
It's not deep. You should like it because he says about Chazak. Okay, let's learn Shmaitzu. So I'm going to cut the shiur short until this nighttime pain. I don't know. Today it kicked in at 6 o'clock, 2 hours before Shkia. I don't know.
Did the Advil help?
The Advil didn't help as much as I would have liked it to help. I reached my design, Perek Beis, and he's trying to figure out why this lady can eat Truma. And he's going to explain now Tosfos. He went through a couple of Stadim, and we're going to start now from... The beginning of the paragraph is the Efshar Mishum. No, he's holding up by Akashia. The last three, I don't know how the paragraphs work. The Imkain Hodim Kushin Leduchte, in my printing, it's the end of a paragraph. The Imkain on page Yud Zion, the last three lines. The Imkain Hodim Kushin Leduchte, Heich Techel B'Truma D'Araisa, how can you let the Tzara eat Truma D'Araisa, even the Hashtar D'Loy Tinosei Tzarosa? You go through the cheshvan of the Yerushalmi, so she knows the Tzara can't get married, and therefore she tells it's the truth, because she knows we're not going to listen to her, because the Tzara is not going to get married anyway. Yodash lo yasu dvarer roshem, vomeres emes, and that's why she can get married. How could we let that happen? Now that we sort of have an indication she's telling the truth, because we're not letting the Tzara get married, so how can we let the Tzara eat Truma D'Araisa, which would be Becheskos that the Baal's alive still, when we're going and letting her get married? The Efshar, you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Pesach, you have it?
No. I have a different one.
The Efshar Mishum. The Efshar Mishum Chazok and the Daiko Mintzvah. Because really, she can only get married because of the Isha Daiko Mitzvah. We assume she's not going to get married before she checks it out. So it's not a real Raya, more like a gather of an Umdana or a Svara. Lo Asri the Tzarasa Lecho Betruma. So we can't use that Svara to Asri the Tzara Betruma. Kibdena Muchach Bebirur. It's not a Birur. It's not something like two Edim. It's not something that's been clarified. It's a Chazoka Daiko Mitzvah. So he says, "Avo gab the materially not so that they chazok azu, avoleno borer bavadai You see, Noena Achlin Yordan Lanachla Al Pio, we don't let the Yorshim step in. So we don't assume he's dead for the Yorshim. Mishmachil Asvinu Lo the Tzara.
That's Mekel, no? Then remarried?
Mekel, it's neither Mekel nor Mekel. His proof is, you see, we do not say that it's been clarified that he's dead, or else we would let the Yarshim go Yarshim.
Which Yarshim?
Any Yarshim. He died. If he died, the Yarshim take over the field.
Oh, his Yarshim we don't let?
We don't let even his Yarshim go into the field. We don't let them Yarshim it.
So when do they get it?
When there's proof that he died, when there's two Aizim that he died.
So it's already...
See, the Shmaita says, you see that we're not treating it as a Vaday clarification. That's the Shmaita's point.
So even before the problem with the Truma, the oxymoron, the Truma...
He's going to say that's the answer. So that's the answer. So just like... He's saying, just like we don't let the Yorshim go into the field as Yorshim, so we don't let her eat Truma. I mean, we do let her eat Truma.
Right.
So you say... The point he's making is, and he's going to lead up to saying it's therefore obviously the Rabbana, not the Araisa, that the Heter al Piyed Echad, that the Heter al Piyed Echad is not a Hoychocha Berura. That's what he's leading up. You see, you don't let the Yorushim go in. Because the other lady can get married. But we can't turn around and ask a tzara betruma. The gufa ain't well of the hakom b'shemaguna. The doik. So that's the Shmaitzer's explanation. And you obviously can't say it's the araisa because all these svaras are malleable. If it's the rabbanu, it's malleable. Okay. Thank you. If it's her nemonis, it's the rabbanu. Or any age nemonis, it's the rabbanu. Now he's gonna. So that's his answer. It's not a hichacha berura. It's not a vadai. You see, we don't let the yorshim go in. So we're not gonna ask hatzara betruma. Now he turns his attention to the toisus, which Mamish said dvorim that didn't make sense. It doesn't flow. Ubetoisus sham shekoslu bal tzarosa ein lahamina. We treat the Torah like an Eishasish. So Tosfos is starting off saying it's like Shnei Shvilin, meaning we don't care that it's contradictory to Sokim. How will Lenin get married? And the Torah is obviously on the basis that he's dead, right? And the Torah we're letting eat Truma. So it's like Shnei Shvilin. Each person gets their own sock. And the legal system allows for the contradiction. Then Taisus makes an about face. Someone's doing an issa, she's either eating truma shalaykadin, or she is getting married shalaykadin. So the reality is that they both can't be allowed. One of them is mutter. Uchaygadna le'alfina misaita kidemuchach reish nida. Words of Tosfos mean that you see in Maseches and Reish Nida, you see the same thing in Maseches Nazir, that when you learn out Sofik Kabadai by Soto, you only learn it out if it's possible. But you can have a situation where it's not possible. Two people become Sofik Tome and Rishus HaYochid. So we don't paskin that both of them are Tome Sofik Kabadai, because we know both of them ain't Tome. So there's no din of Sofik Kabadai. When it can't be true, both of them. And we don't say you look at this one and you paskin kavadai, and you look at that one and you paskin kavadai. You don't say that. You say it has to be possible. And it's not possible that both of them are tomei. We know only one of them became tomei. So Taisa says. So that is a problem. So we don't understand the tzara. The business about it. She can get married and the tzara can't get married and can't eat truma. That's Tosfos. Now the Shmaitzer said, now Udvarim Stumen believe beer. Tosfos is not does not explain what the world is talking about. First of all, okay, so what happened to Shnei Shvilin? Shnei Shvilin is also a contradictory psalm, and it can, they can't both be tohar. If they both go into the base of Mikdash after having walked in the Shvil, so one of them is doing an Issa. We pass him to each one that he's tohar. When it comes to each one, we pass him, he's allowed to eat carbon meat. And we know they both can't be tohar. Something is suffic tumah b'shus hayochah, suffic tumah b'shus harabim. So you say the din, the special din of suffic kavadai, you don't say only if it's possible for it to have happened. What does it have to do with our case when you're misupik if a man died? Nobody's saying suffic kavadai here. You're treating, what in the world? What choice is talking about? Benira bir divrayem, zaktishmait sa'azoi. The Bereish Nida Kosuwa Toises of Elishona. When the Gemara brings down the idea, the concept of Safek Kavadai, and Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, Safek Ol Tomei, and it's not only Tomei Mi Safek, but it's Tomei with a Tumah of Safek Kavadai, says Toises, Dafka Safek Noga, Safek Loi Noga, Vave Vade Tomei, Avo Tomei Shenoga Be'echad Men Achobius, Be'echad Men Yodea Be'ezum Hem Noga, Havishneim Tmeyim Mi Safek. This is the same idea. You don't say Safek Kavadai, even if it happened to Shus HaYochid. We know both of them are not Tomei. We know he only touched one of them. Veim Etam Nishneim Bavadai, Tolo Gamrina Mi Soite, Dodova Shiyochel Lios. V'hocho Ha'echad Tohor Bavadai. Hamash Mabareish Beit. Stop. I want to make a point. L'may said they're both Tomei Mi Safek. So, yeah. So you must learn out something from Sota, because if not for the limud, then maybe you would put each one on a cheskas tyra. You go basa chazaka. So you are learning out from Sota that suffik tumi you don't go basa chazaka. But as we had before in a previous mitzvah, there's really two chidushim in the din of suffik tumi b'shus hayochid tzveiko tomei by suffik tumi or by Sota. One is that A, you don't go basa chazaka, you say it's Tomei, and B, the din of Safek Kavadai. So what you see here in Shmaitz, or really in Toises, I should say, what you see in Toises is that Toises says a Yisod, that it has to be possible, so both of them being Safek Tomei is possible. They're just not, you can't give both of them a din of Vadai, because you know only one of them is Tomei and one of them is Tor. So you see a pushed envelope according to Tosis. In other words, you learn out from Sota as much as you can. You still don't go Bosa Cheskas Tyra. It's not like you don't learn out from Sota and you go Bosa Cheskas Tyra, because then it would probably be like Shnei Shvilin. And when we paskin on each Chavis, you would say Shnei Am Tyran. Ramaisa, you say they're both Tomei Misothe. So you see from Tosis that you don't say they didn't suffer Kavadai when it's impossible. When it's impossible that they're both Vadai. But it is possible that both are Safek Tumah. It's possible that both are Safek Tumah. So that much you do when you don't go Bosa Chazaka. Okay, I wanted to speak that out. Now that's just choices. You end up with Safek Tumah. The both Chavis are Safek Tumah if they're in Shus HaYochid.
But yet we use part of the din of Sota.
Yeah, you have to, or else you'd say they're both Tumah. That's Kastaira. So you use... You don't go Basel Chazaka. I thought Soita is still Kiddushim. A is that you don't go Basel Chazaka. But if just for that, you would say she's Safek Tomei. You don't go Basel Chazaka. But then there's another din of Safek Kavadai. Okay.
It's a package.
But I say you're not really splitting it. That was why I said what I said in such a cute way. You're not really splitting it. You're saying you can't say what's impossible. But that they're both Safek Tomei is possible. So you're not really splitting it. You're doing whatever's possible. You're learning out from Saita. Okay. Avol Tomei Shenoga. So that's Tosis. Chemash Mabereish Beis Nazirin. This is all Tosis talking.
By Sota, didn't we say that the Safek Sota is like a separate entity?
Well, yeah, but you learn out the Safek Tumah. You
do Safek Tumah, we would never see that. Safek
we do. We learn out from Sota that Safek Tumah.
You have something to Rishon Shayach. It's something to Rishon Shayach.
We
don't pass him. We just say you're like you're a suffix sota. That's what
No. I don't know where you got that from. You're right in the longness of sota, but you learn out suffix tuma from sota. Rishon Shayach. Every suffix tuma Rishon Shayach. You don't learn out every suffix iser from that, but every suffix tuma you learn out from sota. That's suffix tuma Rishon Shayach. It's fake old tummy. And whatever the lumdus is by sota, it's going to be the lumdus by every suffix tumma. Sota is considered suffix tumma. You look at the hosnus as tumma, benitma'a, that's the lashon ha'pasuk, so you learn out the suffix tumma. Now, in the zirim, the ktani amalahem echad, ra'isi echad ikem shenitma'a, again, it is like the chavius. I saw that one nozer came Tomei. Veini Yadeya Ezer Mikem. So Mekim, Mevi and Korban Tumma, the Korban that a Tomei brings, yeah? The Korban Tahara. Because it's only a suffix, so maybe they have to bring Korban Tahara. Well, Maizik Alechad Korban Tumma.
And the Nazir?
What?
What is it?
Korban Tahara, yeah. Below Maizik Alechad Korban Tumma, Shem Dwa Gamrina Misaita, the Dovash Yachalios. You don't bring just the carbon tumah because it's called vadai, because you only went out from sight the davar sheyachol lios, and we know only one of them became tumah, not both.
Mm-hmm.
But
one eight
says I saw. Now the Gemara stam is v'hod the parachasam amay maisi carbon tumah maisi tarvayu carbon tahira davi leishleisha. I mean, we should surround him with something to her. The Gemara has a cute kasha that if one person says to two, I saw one of you two become Tomei. Wait a second. Three people there. Three is a crowd, as we know. That's a, so three is the Rishus Arabim. So there should be something to Rishus Arabim, Sveko Tor. It also can't be that they're both Tor. Yes, Tysus on the Gemara. The Gemara says they would both bring a carbon Tyra. If it would be called a Rishus HaRabim, so Tysus is bothered by, wait a second, why don't you say, look, I'll be something Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko Tor, the same thing as you said, by something Tumah Rishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tomei, that it has to be possible. And for Tysus, I look up the Yachaliyah Yushneim Tayyib, the Chadadei Tomei, King Abi Shnei Shvilin, Perkama de Psachim, the Tarshim Bolish, Ozach, the Lady Vahina, Hossam Lavni Saita Gamrina. Shmait is going to explain the lumdus now, but meanwhile, let's get clear Tysus Teretz. Tysus Teretz is, there's Tysus Shita in many places in Shas, that Sufik Tumah, Bishus Harabim, Sveiko Tor, is not a direct limud from Sota. It's saying that we allow the Cheskus Tyra to pass with it. We had a pair in Shmait, so. Earlier Shmaitzes, I don't remember exactly which one. But this he's saying now, according to. This is what Tois is saying, that it's not because Tois is bothered by how can you say they're both Tohar. This is what he's going to explain. It's a very clear lumbus. Tois says that. That's a kasha. The Gemara says if three is a crowd, then it's just a rabbi, then she should be bringing a carbon tyra also. Mm-hmm. No, she should be giving only a carbon tyra. So Taisa says, yeah, that's because you go bust. You can't beat it, they're both Torah. So Taisa says, that's not a problem. You go bust a chazog, it's like Shnei Shvilin. So now we're going to see further in the Shmaitz, he's going to explain what he just said. That if it's like Shnei Shvilim, and you're following a Pesach of a Chazaka, Cheskas Taira, then we don't mind if it's contradictory Psukim and that it's impossible that they're both Tohar. Mm-hmm. Because that's the nature of Chazaka. That's what the Shmaitz is going to explain now. But first, the Teres Begadol, without explanation, is that Shnei Shvilim works, and it can be contradictory. Because you're done on each one with the Atmo, and Chazaka is not exactly a Birur, Chazak is not exactly a beer. Chazak is a chasashel. Chazaka is, the way the Shmaitz is going to put it, it's more passive. It's a shayla how active Chazaka is. Don't change the status quo. It's almost as if the Shmaitz is suggesting that Chazaka is not even a psak. Not an active psak. We're not paskening its Torah. It's sort of a backdoor psak. We're paskening its Torah because we have no right to say it became Tomei. Alto Tsieno be Sofi. Upon him, the Shmaitzer now is saying, the Toitzes is saying that, and the Shmaitzer will now elaborate. The Toitzes is saying that when do we say that if it's impossible, you don't say it, that's only if Sufik, by Sufik Tumor of the Saita, obviously, and you would say it theoretically by Sufik Time, by a Sufik the Nozir, you would say Bishus Arab and Seiko Tor, except. It's impossible for them to both be torn. Okay. I,